Sunrose Yoga. Reveal and remember your sacred nature through the practice of yoga. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is a collection of audio recordings, videos, and writings about the practices of yoga. The podcast's mission is to share the teachings of yoga in an accessible way and to foster meaningful discussion about the practices. To learn more or to experience past teachings, please visit sunroseyoga.com. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is made possible by the generous donations of students and supporters. If you find this podcast useful or beneficial, please consider making a secure online donation by clicking the donate button at sunroseyoga.com. And thanks. Hello, my beloveds. Hello, my beauties. Welcome. This is episode 102 of Sunrose Yoga. I'm Kelly, and I am totally stoked to be here with you. Thank you, as always, for listening, and thanks everyone for sharing your practice with the Sunrose community. Today's show features a 75-minute gentle yoga practice recorded live at my Saturday morning gentle yoga class at the People's Yoga Southeast in Portland, Oregon. I hope that you'll tune in. If you're local, join us 8:30 a.m. on Saturdays. It is super juicy. More for my local students. In addition to this new gentle yoga class on Saturdays, I have a new Friday morning meditation class happening at 7 a.m. It's called Meditation Foundations, and it's for you. It's for everyone, new beginners, old experts, and everything in between, everyone in between. Learn more at sunroseyoga.com. Coming in June, I have two adaptive classes happening, chair yoga and elder yoga. Check the website for all the details. And I'm thrilled. Oh, I have two online things happening that are just lighting me up. The first is I'm offering one-on-one learning sessions. This can be in person and via Skype or FaceTime. And this has been such a wonderful, transformative way to work. Students who work with me one-on-one have full access, questions, personalized videos, and homework assignments designed just for you. Send an email or visit sunroseyoga.com to schedule your session. I'm also developing Meditation Foundations as an e-course, and it's launching in July. So if you've always wanted to meditate, but just cannot figure out how to sit down, this is for you. I'll keep you in the loop with all the details. I love you all. Thank you for being here. Jai.
Yoga class, and we were talking about the great paradox is the work that it takes to be gentle with ourselves and to treat our body with tenderness and to like really be in that space. And sometimes there's resistance to that. You know, thinking about, like since tomorrow's Mother's Day, I'm thinking about like when I had a brand new baby. And everyone would say, you know, sleep when baby sleeps. And how I never did that. Because there was always something to, that needed to get done. And it's, you know, like, that's how it goes. We all know this, whether we have a newborn or whether we, you know, have a dog or allergies or whatever. Like, there will be some amorphous, ambiguous to-do list happening, but we always have this opportunity to be gentle. That this is worth it. So I'm glad you're here. And we'll begin in the body, and at some point we'll pause and we'll do some breath work, we'll do some pranayama, and then we'll really rest, and we'll practice resting. And we'll end with some sort of sounding. Sometimes it's om, sometimes it's something else, sometimes it's show tunes. But probably all. So, let's come down onto the floor on our backs. And feel free to pad the earth if you like to. If you like a blanket underneath your back. And we'll begin with feet on the floor and knees bent. Just let ourselves settle into the earth. We'll organize the body so that the heels are a sustainable distance from your backside, so not too close, not too far. And we'll organize the feet and the knees so that they're about the width of the sitting bones without, you know, worrying too much or being too fastidious. And we'll arrange the arms so that they are a comfortable distance from the body with the palms facing the sky. And as you breathe in, we'll press the feet into the floor gently and press the small of the back into the floor. And as you breathe out, come back to neutral. And as you breathe in, press the feet into the floor and press the small of the back into the floor. And we'll breathe out and come back to neutral. And we'll do this a handful of times. Letting ourselves have our own process with the shapes and with our forms' interaction with the shapes. And you might find yourself becoming fascinated or more interested in a certain part of the body and how it experiences this shape. Like maybe you're drawn to the tilt and the tip of the sacrum. Or you might be drawn into what's happening in the shoulders while all this is going on. Whatever feels like fascination, just follow it. And so the next time that you're inhaling, pressing the feet and the small of the back into the floor, we'll stay here for a few breaths and we'll just luxuriate in the contact that the back of the body is making with the earth. You might invite something like a smile to happen across the collarbones and maybe the face. You might soften in your scalp and behind your ears. And with your next breath out, come back to neutral, relax. And slowly we'll step the feet wider. So knees still bent, but we'll take the feet as wide or wider than the mat. And as you breathe in, we'll reach the fingers toward the sky. And as you breathe out, we'll reach the arms up overhead. So maybe the backs of the hands rest on the floor. And you might bend your elbows a little or a lot so that your shoulders feel free. And so we'll take breaths in at the center. And as you breathe out, start to lower the knees like the windshield wipers to the left. And as you breathe in, come back to the center. And as you breathe out, lower the knees toward the right. And we'll do this a handful of times as well, like letting ourselves have that process. And it tends to follow a rhythm, like, how do I do it? And that tends to open up into, what do I feel? What do I really feel in my body, physiologically, as my sacrum shifts, as my weight moves from left to right, as the distance from my hip to my collarbone changes? What do I feel? And the next time your knees lower to the left, we'll stay there for a breath or two. And we'll start to appreciate the right lung. And you might even begin to reach the right hand away from the body, so that the distance between your right knee and your right hand increases. And you might become aware of a sort of gentle expansion and softening, or even rocking, as you take breaths in and as you take breaths out. And the first step to being gentle with each other and with ourselves is to notice what's actually happening. And that's really hard. With a breath in, we'll bring everything back to the center, maybe lifting up the hips and setting them back down. And as you breathe out, we'll lower the knees toward the right. And you start to experience the left side of the body. You might reach your left hand away from your body and notice a lengthening that happens from the knee to the hand as you breathe in. And the softening that happens as you breathe out. And if the mind begins to tell stories, as it is programmed to do, you might remember in the beginning that that's normal. You're normal. And you might then come back to what's actually happening now. And with a breath in, we'll let the knees come back to the center. We'll let the arm come back to neutral. And again, you might lift up the hips and set them back down, just to sort of recalibrate the body. And we'll bring the feet a bit closer together so that they're again the width of the sitting bones. And as you breathe in, reach your fingers toward the sky. And as you breathe out, release your arms down to your sides, palms facing up. And we'll breathe in and press the feet into the floor, press the small of the back into the floor. And we'll breathe out and snuggle the shoulders down into the earth. And as you breathe in, press the feet into the floor. And this time we'll lift the hips a little bit away from the earth and we'll reach the fingers high toward the sky. Keeping the hips where they are, as you breathe out, reach your arms up overhead so that your hands are resting on the earth. And we'll again, just sort of like notice what's naturally happening in the body. The feet are making contact with the earth. We'll encourage the tailbone to start to point toward the knees so we feel some protection from the mid-back. You might draw the belly button toward the spine and you might let the heart bloom. So everything's just nice and easy. And keeping the hips where they are, as you breathe in, we'll reach the fingers toward the sky. And as you breathe out, start to roll the spine down. And with a breath in, we'll reverse this action in the upper back. So we'll breathe in and lift the head from the floor, tucking the chin, maybe reaching the hands to the outside edges of the legs. And as you breathe out, let it all go. Let everything come back to earth. And we'll take a couple of breaths here, just like coming to no effort, coming to no muscle. Noticing what's actually happening. And we'll work through that whole sequence one more time. Beginning with a breath in, pressing the feet into the floor and pressing the small of the back into the floor. And breathing out, pressing the shoulders down into the earth. And as you breathe in, press the feet into the floor and lift the hips just a little bit. Reach the fingers toward the sky. And keeping the hands or the hips where they are, as you breathe out, reach your hands up overhead. And with ease, we'll just refine the alignment of the spine to be one that fortifies, but allows for gentleness. So you might notice what direction your tailbone is pointing and sort of invite it to point in the same direction as the knees. You might invite your belly to move toward the back of the body, not like a sucking in, but a protection for the bendy lumbar curve. And you might let a bloom happen in the heart. And as you do that, notice how the distance increases between the belly and the heart. And with a breath in, we'll reach the hands toward the sky, keeping them there. As you breathe out, roll the spine down toward earth. And as you breathe in, we'll reverse this action gently. So maybe just with the neck and head,
You lift the head from the earth, tucking the chin toward the chest, reaching the hands to the outer edges of your legs.
And exhale, let it all go. And see if you can really and truly come to no effort. You might let your knees rest against each other. You might be more inclined to let the soles of your feet find each other and the knees splay out. Or you might extend yourself completely into Shavasana.
And just notice what you notice in your body.
Notice what you feel. Well, extend the legs completely out onto the floor. And as you breathe in, we'll reach the fingers up toward the sky. And as you breathe out, we'll reach them up overhead. And you might take hold of your thumbs, or you might interlace your fingers, or hold opposite elbows, or hold a wrist with your hand, just something that feels grounded. The hands might not even touch at all. And we'll start to lengthen the front of the body. So you might do something like pointing your toes. And you might do something like reaching your fingers away from your body. And notice what happens. You know, notice what you feel. Notice the toenails and the space between your toenail and your toe, the nail bed. Notice the length of the tops of the feet and the top of the ankle and into the shins. So across the knees and into the quads, the thighs. Notice the length across the creases of the hips and the pelvis and the low belly. Length of your belly and your torso. The buoyancy in the heart. You might notice the fronts of your forearms and into your wrists and the tops of the hands. And you might gently tuck the chin so that you're aware of just a sense of lengthening through the face. And then what would happen if you did the opposite with your head? What if you started to point your chin toward the sky, up overhead? And with as little effort as you can muster, we'll bring our awareness to the back of the body. So you might feel your heels making contact with the floor as you flex the feet, pushing the heels away from the body. You feel the heels of your hands pressing toward the sky. You could even interlace your fingers and press the palms up. You might press the middle of your back into the floor. That space like just about bra strap height. How do you lengthen the back of the neck? By tucking the chin. And feeling length and expansion that way. And with a breath out, we'll come to no effort, no muscle again. And this time, you might roll over onto your belly. So if you've been on your back so far, you might roll onto the belly. And you might stack the hands and rest the forehead on your hand, or you could use some of the blocks. You might place a block under each shoulder point, and you might place a block under your forehead just for some support. And you might step the feet wide, like maybe as wide or wider than your mat, and you might turn your toes out. And you might let everything become heavy. Like a sense of heaviness in the soles of the feet and in the instep. A letting go through the inner ankle. A letting go in the knees. Letting the sacrum be soft and heavy. Letting the heart just be held. Letting the shoulders be held. We'll slowly bring the hands underneath the shoulders, and we'll bring the legs and feet back toward a more neutral place, maybe sitting bone width. And you might breathe in and press the hands into the floor and move towards something like table. And you might breathe out and lower your hips toward the heels and the forehead toward the floor in child's pose. Maybe the hands rest by the feet. And notice what you notice. What parts of your body are speaking to you? And so slowly in time, we'll start to walk the hands toward the knees so that we can use them to bring the body toward upright. And I thought that since we don't have the hugest crew, we could use the wall. You might start to scooch your mat to the wall that we have, the wall that's right in front of you. And we'll use it for some stability in some lateral work. So that was the opposite. That was that way of getting up was the gentle way of getting up. Slow steps. So I extend the left leg and bring it to the wall. We'll bend the right knee and bring it to the inner edge of your left leg. Now, if it's a struggle to sit up, like if you feel as though you're sitting behind your sitting bones, prop your booty up a little bit. I think I will. Because if there's effort in sitting, if you're already straining or engaging the diaphragm, your breath will not have its full experience. And so from here, as you take a breath out, we'll just turn to sort of face the right knee. You might take the hands a little bit wider. And you might find this sense of relaxed engagement. So you feel the sole of the foot making contact with the earth. Feel yourself settling into the earth. And you remember the length of your spine, the elegant length of the spine. And you start to become aware of all those places where we sort of naturally grab a hold in the body. We get to know them better. And perhaps with the next breath out, you take the left hand and you might bring it to the top of the right thigh, or you might lift your knee up and hold your kneecap. So put your palm around the kneecap. And with each breath in, you might find yourself growing longer. And with each breath out, you might find yourself sort of sitting back into the sitting bones and letting your upper back sort of lean back, using your knee as a counterweight. And the gaze might start to shift over the right shoulder. Begin to sweep the right hand to about 65-70%. And we like to call this a show choir arm. And you might just be like, oh, 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 oh. Yeah, you all know what I'm talking about. And possibly from here, it will make sense to bend at the right elbow and place the right hand at the back of your head. And if it's possible, let your head become heavy in your hand. Let your shoulders become heavy. And you might begin to appreciate the distance from the right hip to the right elbow. The right knee. The right hip. And with the breath in, we'll start to invite the torso back toward upright, back toward neutral, if you've been leaning back. And as you breathe out, release your right hand. And as you breathe in, start to untwist. And as you breathe out, just pause, and you can keep the sole of the left foot against the wall, or you can assemble your body in a more comfortable way and just notice what you feel. Switch sides, so we'll organize the body so that the sole of the right foot is against the wall, the leg is straight, the left knee is bent, and the sole of the left foot is somehow making contact with the right leg. And again, you know, prop up what wants to be propped up. And you might begin by taking a listen to your body and just sort of noticing what it's like right now, just it. And finding that sense of relaxed engagement. So we're settled into the earth, and yet we're elegantly long. There is vibrancy in our softness. And to just turn to face the left knee. And you might take the hand wide. Give yourself a lot of space to feel your way in. Notice what it feels like to sit here. Notice what's engaging and what's over-engaging. And you might in time bring your right hand to your right thigh or to your knee. You might even pick up your knee and hold on to it, sort of like a counterweight, letting it become heavy in the hand. And as you breathe in, growing longer. And as you breathe out, maybe shifting your gaze over the left shoulder. And to those places where you can feel that there's over-engagement happening. You feel the over-engagement is happening not out of necessity, but out of habit. Go easy on yourself. That's normal, and those habits took years to create. You might send a message that it's safe to soften. You might turn the palm of the left hand to face the sky, and as you take a breath in, start to extend that arm up to about 65%. Letting the shoulders be soft. And you might bend at the elbow and bring the left hand to the back of your head. Let the hand cradle the head. Let the weight of the head rest in the hand. The shoulders find softness. You might begin to appreciate the length of the body from the left hip.
With wide legs, sustainably wide. So I teach yoga to elderly people, and when we do this, like my little joke that I tell them is like wider than you would sit at the dinner table, or wider than you would sit in a polite society, but not so wide that immediately you're thinking like, holy shit, how long are we gonna be here? I can't do it. So if you get to that point, then just ease up. And again, you know, you all have great body awareness, but if you feel like you're sitting back behind your sitting bones, which is totally normal due to the way we live our lives, you know, prop your booty up onto that blanket and then scooch all the way forward so that if you scooched one scooch more, you would scooch right off. And that tilts the pelvis forward. And it takes some strain out of breathing and some strain out of sitting. And we'll begin just by noticing the space that's already there. See if you can locate where your right sitting bone is. And if you can notice the distance between the right sitting bone and the point of the right hip. Notice that on the left side as well, since the point of the left sitting bone, the point of the left hip. There is space there. There is always space. And very slowly, very quietly, almost surreptitiously, we'll start making circles with the torso or with the spine. And using our highly attuned skills of observation, just like notice. Yes. Notice what you notice. Yoga. And we'll start to slowly bend at the elbows. And as though we were closing a great book, super slowly we'll bring the arms toward one another. And sometimes it feels good here just to bring the palms of the hands together. Sometimes it feels good to rest maybe the right elbow in the crook of the left arm and maybe to let the backs of the hands touch or maybe the fronts of the hands. But you know that point where you feel like everything engages and you're pushing? If we get to that point, like ease up. And with the breath out, start to move the hands just a little bit away from the face. Start to lift the elbows away from the chest. And start to soften the shoulders away from the ears. And with the breath out, super slowly, you might start to take the sort of compass point of the elbows and turn it in the general direction of your left leg. So you might move only a couple of ticks or a couple of degrees. And don't overdo it. Slowly come back to the center. And as you breathe out, let the arms go. And can you find a sense of rest even while you're sitting in this wide-legged seat? And you find a place in the body where you feel the sense of being held. And then over the course of the next few in-breaths, we'll extend the arms out to T. And again, we'll feel that sense of engaging in the hands, integrating by snuggling the shoulders down, inviting the shoulder blades just to sort of find their place, maybe moving down, and then bending at the elbows. And then we're closing. I don't know why, but I think just feel like on Game of Thrones there would be some scene like this where someone was like closing the book, winter's coming, really slowly. I only watch that show because my husband makes me, but I'm a convert. And we'll rest the right elbow in the crook of the left arm. Maybe the backs of the hands touch, maybe the fronts of the hands. You might feel your elbows lifting away from the chest and the hands moving a couple of millimeters away from the face. Can we snuggle the shoulders away from the ears? And with the breath out, just turn the compass a couple of degrees toward the right. And can you appreciate both of the lungs here? Exhale, let the arms go. gather our legs up will help the knees bend. Help the legs move back toward each other. And we'll bring the soles of the feet together. And we'll let the distance between the pelvis and the heels be sustainable. You know, like sometimes you're like, okay, I'm gonna really like go for it. But this is not that time. And so the fingers might reach the big toes, or they might be more comfortable at the fronts of the shins. And let yourself really breathe in and luxuriate in the length of your spine. You might even feel like you're just in this slow motion, you know, like wind tunnel kind of a thing, just throwing your head back. And as you take a breath out, you'll start to invite the heart forward, almost like the heart were being invited across the room. And your head might kind of lag behind. And then in time, you might let your chin become heavy and the back of the neck lengthen. There's a sense of letting each of the body parts have their experience in order to integrate the entire body. So there might be a little movement, there might be a lot of movement as you sort it out.
Onto the floor. Yeah, now that's a thing for me. It's not, I don't know where it came from, but it's a thing. And we'll recline again. And you might again sort of reestablish your connection with the earth. And you might press the feet into the floor as you breathe in, lengthening through the tailbone and lifting the sacrum a little bit away from the floor. Just enough so that if you'd like, you could slide a block or your bolster underneath the sacrum. And maybe in its lowest position, you might hold onto the block as you draw the knees in toward the chest. And you sort of rock from side to side, getting just a little massage on the low back. You might feel a sense of length from the middle of the back through the tailbone. And in time, you might let there be this sort of external rotation in the hips. So the hips and the knees might start to point out. And keeping the knees bent, you might let the soles of the feet float up toward the sky, toward something like a supported happy baby. So like an external rotation in the hips, a softness and buoyancy in the soles of the feet. And you might wiggle or wobble from side to side, or you might just let your breath naturally move your body, noticing how much you move as you breathe. And slowly we'll let the heels become heavy. We'll draw the knees back toward each other as the hips neutralize. And we'll lower the feet toward the floor. Now you're welcome to pause here, just sort of in this supported bridge, supported Setu Bandha Sarvangasana. Or you're welcome to come all the way down by lifting the hips, moving the block out of the way and rolling down. And we'll begin the path, the slow saunter toward a pose of rest or a pose of integration. So if there are movements or shapes that still want to be made, then make them. And when you're ready, we'll set up for our shape of rest slowly. And it can be whatever shape is restful, be on the back or on the side or on the belly. Be legs up the wall. Be a supported reclining bound angle. We have enough props for all of that. Do what's right for your body and feel free to experiment.
to remember your body by noticing where it's making contact with the earth. And maybe settling in to that contact a little bit more. Interested, fascinated by this movement of breath through the nostrils. Specifically to your left nostril. And just notice breath moving into and out of your body through that left nostril. Can you bring your awareness from your left nostril into your right nostril? The effort of engaging with your nostrils and come back to a natural, refreshing way of breathing. And the movement of breathing might begin to inspire movement across your entire body, all the way into the fingers and toes, the neck and head, the hands and feet.
make your body just as long as possible. And then hug everything back in toward the middle. You might rock from side to side. Roll over to your favorite side and just pause. And what if the message that you sent to yourself in this space between was that you're already healed, you're already whole. And in your own time, and in your own way, start to move back toward a luminous seat. Find their way to the heart in whatever way feels natural. And we'll end by singing one Om together, taking a deep breath in and let it all go. Deep breath in. Thank you all for sharing your practice. Thanks for sharing this space. Sharing yourself. Peace.
Namaste.